sensing this danger. This is the greatest showman. He is floating on air now.
He's going to send it back.
Door. Bang. Down he goes.
They love it.
Welcome to the program. The AFL semifinals provided lots of great footy, many spills, crunching tackles, and sensationally close results as Port Adelaide defeated Hawthorne by 3 points, and Brisbane came from nowhere to beat fading GWS Giants outfit by 3 points. It didn't end there as power coach Ken Hinckley was hit with a $20,000 fine for back-chatting the Hawks' Jack Ginnivan after the game. And in the AFLW, West Coast defeated the Western Bulldogs by 11 points. Brisbane made a meal out of Collingwood by 52 points and Richmond smashed Sydney by 46 points. Carlton surprised by beating Geelong by 24 points. Frio defeated Port Adelaide by 8 points, while the Adelaide Crows rolled Hawthorn by 26 points, and North Melbourne put Melbourne out of business by 50 points. St Kilda beat Essendon by 8 points, while the Giants and Gold Coast fought out a draw. I am Vanessa Gatica, and you are with the Multicultural AFL and AFLW Footy Show. Hello, guys.
Hello, Vanessa.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, how are you?
Hello. And a big welcome to our newest panelist, Ella. Hi, Ella.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Let's start with the AFL semifinals. Guys, what a roller coaster ride to the very end. Very quickly, Javier, what was your impression?
Well, what a roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
that's all there was. What a good games. Like, as in both the games, we will talk about both of them, and one with the 3 points only and one with the 5 points. You couldn't ask for more. Mm-hmm. And all the dramatic episodes of Hawks come to an end. Mm-hmm. And I understand $20,000 fine for Ken Hinckley, but someone had to give it to Hawks. Mm-hmm. Although I totally disagree, it shouldn't be the coach. I think the coach should have kept his emotions intact. However, the players should have let it go, and because they've been so dramatic all year, Hawks, and it was probably wrong as well to some extent why Jack Ginnivan put that sign up that, oh, we'll see you in 14 days on the Brodie Grundy one. So that, I think that's what got Port Adelaide above the line though. They were ferocious in their tackles. They knew from the start that what they're up to and what their plan was, and they executed it to the perfections. And the tackling game was a huge one for Hawks, and they bet them on that one. But James Sicily, what a moment, a historic moment he missed. As a captain, had the chance to score the goal and make his team win, but he just couldn't do it. But Port Adelaide, huge credit to them, the way they played. And Brisbane, another roller coaster game that we had, just a 5 points margin. And the way Brisbane performed, especially Joe Danaher came out to the front as a hero, that was a big thing. And I had no doubts about Brisbane to perform well. They had the ammunition and everything, but I had doubts that they will do well against Giants on their home ground. But I don't know where to hear from Kingsley. Giants have really, really put themselves and their fans down in this one.
Thank you, guys. This week's preliminary finals. Tomorrow night, especially, Sydney takes on Port Adelaide from the SCG at 7:40 p.m. and on Saturday evening at 5:15 Australian Eastern Standard Time, Geelong at the MCG play Brisbane. Liz, which sides have a chance of doing well?
Well, I will go for the Swans. They have refined their tight contested style for the smaller ground at the SCG, and which will frustrate the Port running game. And Port key forward Charlie Dixon was a late withdrawal due to illness last week, so hopefully he will be right for this week.
Yeah, well, I don't think Charlie Dixon might be on still because of the performance issue as well. Mm. But we will see what happens. And Sydney Swans, I think they're on a roller coaster ride at the moment. They're looking so good and they've got their confidence up as well. Port Adelaide, I think they put way too much effort in the last game against Hawks. I think they might come short against Sydney, and they're flying high anyway.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting. Really looking forward to it. But I'm going to agree with you, Liz. thinking maybe the Sydney Swans, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Okay, well, the other ones, Geelong Cats versus Brisbane Lions. Well, I'm going for the Cats. They have a rested squad with many selections options and effectively the homegrown advantage also. So Geelong five times All-Australian defender Tom Stewart will be available after recovering from illness and hamstring injury.
Yeah, for me, the biggest factor is Chris Scott. Their coach has been such an instrumental part of their team, and the way he has gelled this team together against all the adversaries with the players and everything throughout the year. Brisbane, they would have their tails up the way they performed. And don't get me wrong, they are very, very strong side the way they are. However, at MCG, I think with the Chris Scott masterpiece and all those players what Geelong has got, I think Brisbane might miss out on that.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you as well. I think it's looking very likely more for Geelong Cats compared to the Brisbane Lions.
Thank you, guys. Now, for your predictions on Monday's Brownlow medal count, it looks like a tie finish between Carlton Patrick Cripps and Magpie Nick Dykos, with the dark horse, the Swans, Isaac Heaney. What are your picks, guys?
Well, I have to agree with that. Both of the top players, to me, Patrick Cripps, I think he has a very good chance of making it to the Brownlow medal this year, because Nick Dykos had few games Patrick Cripps missed out on as well. But I still believe that Patrick Cripps was, even in the losses as well, he was still pretty good. So I think he's going to pull a little bit more votes than Nick Dykos. But I wouldn't be surprised if it becomes to a draw as well. And it's hard to go against Isaac Heaney as a dark horse, although Bontempelli can come in the fray too for that one. But let's see what happens.
Yeah, I'll agree with you. I'm going for Patrick Cripps as well. I feel like he had the most consistent season among the leading contenders, while Nick Dykos' teammates from Collingwood seems to be trying to give him from positions to help his cause. And so especially in the last game, I think the umpires would have seen through that, and actually his brother played very well that day. So it could make some interesting conversation around the family dinner.
I'm definitely going to be a third with Patrick Cripps. I reckon, you know, the way he's played consistently throughout the season has been absolutely outstanding. But yeah, I mean, you know, it would be nice to see someone like, you know, Isaac Heaney come through.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah.
Thank you, guys. And after all the chat, we'll be back after the break with our AFLW reviews. See you on the other side. Welcome back to the program with the AFLW Home and Away Round 3 reviews. Liz, take us through the results of the third round of the AFLW, please.
Okay, we'll start with Brisbane Bulldogs versus West Coast Eagles. So I went for the Eagles for this one. West Coast midfield star Ella Roberts kicked a sublime goal on run after receiving a clearance from Alison Redmond and bursting around the counters. And also the Bulldogs started much better after being blown away in the first two games. They lifted their forward pressure and were within a goal or two of the Eagles all day for this one.
Well, no surprises there. That's what was expected in that game. So West Coast, yeah, coming on top.
Okay, the other one is Brisbane Lions defeated Collingwood by 52 points. I went for the Lions. Brisbane forward Taylor Smith had a big night out to celebrate her 50th AFLW game. She kicked three goals and showcased her increasing confidence and athletic ability, while Collingwood have been smashed by injuries already this season. So for this match, they brought veteran key forward and former Demon Jordan Ivy as top player from their AFLW squad.
Yeah.
I definitely, you know, I'm not surprised by the results of this one. I mean, when you look at it, Collingwood is pretty low on the ladder. So, yeah, no surprises there.
Yeah, I think Collingwood marred by injuries and a few players going away from them as well, and they haven't got a good list at this stage. However, Brisbane, they've always been a force to reckon with, and this year is no different.
So our Sydney Swans versus Richmond, went for the Swans for this one. I will come to the trend towards higher scoring in the AFLW as the players gain more experience and become more athletic. And the Tigers' total of 68 points was their second highest AFLW history, while the luckless Swans lost defender Alana Woodward pretty much with an ACL injury.
Yeah, well, that's going to be a loss to them. But Sydney's been performing well for a few years. And this year, I'll probably expect more of them. Hence they won this game. So, yeah, let's see what's in store for them in the coming time.
Yeah. And the Adams Carlton versus Geelong Cats. Carlton midfielder Maddie Gorin had another great game, and she recorded a career-high 31 disposals and 8 clearances. She's in the best form of her career.
Yeah, well, I think that's a bit of a surprise to me. I thought at the start of the season, I rated Geelong higher than Carlton, but I was like, but with the Carlton, my first views were that Carlton up and down, we don't know how they're going to perform. So I think they've surprised me and probably a few others as well with this win.
Port Adelaide versus Fremantle. Port captain Janelle Catterson injured her left knee in a marking contest last round, and scans confirmed she has injured her ACL. So she'll be ruled out for this season. And Fremantle midfielder Aisling McCarthy was very impressive in round one and two. But she missed this match while knee soreness.
And Frio, I think they are showing some promise this year. However, Port Adelaide was meant to be a better team in my eyes, but I think Frio, another team which is surprising me this year.
This year, oh, okay. Well, Adelaide Crows versus Hawthorn. I went with the Crows for this one. Adelaide's veteran forward Daniel Ponta set a new club records and personal career high marks by kicking 5 goals in his match. In this match, a Hawthorn key forward Ayn McDonagh landed awkwardly after a marking contest last round and suffered a wrist injury. She seems to have made a full recovery, as she put in a solid display.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think Daniel Pointer's 5-goal performance was absolutely outstanding for the Crows. And I think this actually puts the Crows in a strong performance. Mm-hmm. You know, they showcase their premiership credentials.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's one team which has been on up at the horizon every year, and this year is no different for them. However, I believe Hawks got their first defeat of the season, if I'm not wrong. But I think they will bounce back.
Okay. Well, Melbourne versus North Melbourne. North forward Kate Chulon kicked 2 goals in the first quarter and finished with a career-high 5 for the match. And Melbourne conceded 78 points, which is the worst result for them ever in the AFW.
Yeah, I think Ash Riddle and Kate Sherlock were both outstanding in the game. You know, North Melbourne's performance was, you know, amazing, was dominant. The Kangaroos' victory over Melbourne was definitely a powerful statement as well of their championship aspirations.
Yeah, now they were the top 8 last year, and they've impressed everyone. And on this year as well, Melbourne, however, I think they've gone a lot more down than I expected them to. They've been a very good team for some time. But North Melbourne is definitely on the rise this year as well.
Yes, they are. Okay, Essendon versus St Kilda. St Kilda defender was probably the difference in this tight contest, and Surinder Watson, Paige Trajan and Bianca Jacobson had 11 rebounds, 50s between them, and they kept their opponents Sophie Alexander, Jackie Vart and Paige Scott goalless. So this one I went going for St. For the Saints.
Oh, well, I think more than anything, it's that your tips got right. I think that's what we're talking about at the moment. But yeah, St Kilda, yeah, no, definitely they're very good. But with the good players that Essendon had, I expected them to be a bit more competitive this year. But they haven't been up there where they've been in the last few years. So it's a bit of a surprise for me.
Yeah, I mean, definitely not surprised. I mean, the Saints have just been dominating, you know, another week full of wins for them, which was amazing. I think obviously Serene Watson, stellar performance, Darcy as well.
Yes.
You know, it was so good to see Gutledge's ability to convert in tough conditions, you know, to prove that she really is a valuable asset.
Okay, GWS Giants versus Gold Coast Suns. So, Sun forward Jamie Santon snatched a draw after the siren by Cooley kicking a clutch goal. GWS seems to have the ball under the control across the back line with 30 seconds left, but scoring kick hung in the air. The Suns managed to desperate spoil and contest where Santon won a free kick.
Well, the perfect result for the two teams that are playing at par at the moment as well. Their performance was the whole game. It was like it was in anyone's favor. And even in the last one, as you said, after the siren, that's a dream for a lot of players to do that. Normally, it's the winning you want the kick, but I'm pretty sure she will still be happy with the last kick.
Oh, absolutely. I reckon she would. I think the match really highlighted the resilience and the determination of both teams. So that's going to be interesting to watch.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for your thoughts. We will be back with our AFLW previews for this week's four round of matches, of which the AFLW has wisely scheduled 11 games for this weekend. So stay tuned and we will return shortly. Welcome back to the longest-running multicultural AFL footy program in Australia. After last weekend's surprise results, Javier, care to comment on how the AFLW season is tracking, please?
Well, I think it is tracking well, although there are a few teams which are apart from the others at the moment. And others are improving, but not really up there at this stage. And speaking of the two teams at par, probably a very good contest between Richmond and Carlton, especially they won last time. And Richmond's been a good team as well. And I'm going to give slight advantage to Carlton for their home ground to win this one. But it's going to be a narrowest of margins. And I think Richmond can surprise too.
Yeah. Well, I'm going for Carlton as well. It's going to be a very competitive game.
Yeah, I'm going to be opposite to you guys, actually. I'm going to go for Richmond, but I definitely agree. I think it's going to be a really close call. So
yeah, well, we'll see about that. And then North Melbourne, Port Adelaide, I think it's an easy choice for me. North Melbourne in this game. Port Adelaide, they might put up a fight, but over the four quarters, whole game, I don't think they'll be able to stand the pressure from North Melbourne. Mm.
Well, I'm going for North as well. They're in awesome scoring form at the moment, and I expect the Port defenders to have a tough day.
Oh, I'm definitely going to agree with you guys. I mean, North Melbourne is doing pretty well, so yeah.
Well, I believe Geelong will bounce back in this game against Gold Coast Suns, although they did put up a good fight, Gold Coast Suns, last week. They'll be ruining the draw. They'll come on fighting, but I think Geelong might come with a bit more pressure in this game and win this game.
Actually, I will go for the Suns. They came within a whisker of the first win last round and showed a lot of desperation when it counted.
I'm definitely going to go with Habia on this one. I definitely think that Geelong is going to be, really fighting for this one. So it's going to be interesting to watch.
Yeah, well, yeah, could be a surprise, but we'll see. And St Kilda versus Hawthorn. Well, I don't think we can predict against St Kilda at the moment, the way they're going. And Hawthorn, I think they will suffer their second defeat. Although I see a little bit of they will be more robust in this game. They will be coming out hard because it was their first loss last week and they want to prove a point this year, Hawks. However, I think St Kilda is too strong for any team at the moment.
Well, I'm going for you, the same, the Saints.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely agree with you. But, you just never know. It could be full of surprises.
Yeah, no, definitely. And Fremantle, as I said before as well, that team is surprising me. And Melbourne, not sure how they're going to bounce back. I've got a feeling that there will be a win coming to them at some point because they've been such a good team and they will find their mojo at some point. However, Fremantle at this stage are looking strong to me.
Well, yeah, I'm following you. I'll go for Fremantle as well. Melbourne have a lot of key players out of injury, so, and Fremantle have proven the depth in their squad. So Fremantle forward Aisling McCarthy was very impressive in the round one and two, but she missed last round with knee soreness.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go with you guys as well and agree. I definitely think it's going to be one for Frio.
Yep. And as as I spoke before, there are a few teams that are up there and they're like in the competition and seem to be very highly competitive this season. And Adelaide is one of them. And Essendon, to me, I think they haven't been performing to their potential. Another team who can bounce back at any time. But Adelaide, I think they're too strong.
Yes, I am. I'm following you. Adelaide for me.
Yes, I definitely agree. However, it would be kind of nice to see Essendon like really, you know, seize the opportunity and take the chance with this one.
Yeah, well, the next game, cross-town rivals, I think that's going to be a crunch game. I believe that competition has an extra edge to it because they are their rivals and they want all out there to prove a point. And both teams, to me, they are at par at the moment. So I'm expecting a very close contest. However, Sydney is my favourite on this one.
Okay, this is different now. I'm going for the Giants. This is a tough one to pick. GWS have been in better form, but it's hard to know the impact of their injuries. And a lot will depend on the depth of their squad and how they can adjust their lineup.
I think I'm going to agree with Habia and also go for the Sydney Swans.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the next one, we'll see. Collingwood, I think Bulldogs, Ellie Blackburn is out as well. So that's going to be a huge blow for them. Yeah. And Collingwood, I think they will notch up a win in this one.
Well, this one I'm going for Bulldogs. Collingwoods are devastated by injuries and the Bulldogs have been building and getting closer to the first win of the season.
Yeah, I think it was really sad to hear the news about Ellie. Yeah. But I'm definitely going to go with Collingwood.
Well, the last game, Brisbane versus West Coast. Brisbane, I think they're too strong. Although West Coast, I'm expecting a good competition from them.
Thank you, guys. Our live NEMBC match broadcast of the AFL app this week is a preliminary final from the MCG between Geelong Cats and the Brisbane Lions in the Tagalog language with Liz Honey and El Al Noveloso on Saturday, 21 of September from the MCG live on the AFL app. Liz, do you want to say some words in Tagalog?
Yes. Mga kababayan, abangan po nyo ngayong Sabado, Pecha 21 ng Setyembre, alas 5.15 ng hapon, Australian Eastern Standard Time, Geelong versus Brisbane Lions, mula sa MCG at ipapalabas sa wikang Tagalog or Taglish. Kasama ko po si Al Noveloso, live sa AFL Match App. Hanapin ang NMBC Tile at Language ID. Huwag po nyong kalimutan.
Thank you, Liz. Which brings me to my tip selections for Round 4 AFLW. I'm going for Carlton, North Melbourne, Gold Coast Suns, Hawks, Fremantle, Adelaide Crows, Collingwood, Sydney and Brisbane Lions. And the two AFL finals, I'm going for Sydney and Geelong Cats. Well, that is all we have for this week. You can also watch us in Adelaide on Channel 44 Friday evenings and online at CTV Plus. You are listening to this podcast and the Community Radio Network, and the AFL Diversity News in 9 languages can be heard on select national multicultural radio station programs. I am Vanessa Gatica.
I'm Harbir Singh.
I'm Liz Honey.
And I'm Ella Rochanel.
Thank you for being with us, and we shall see you next week. But in the meantime, we'll replay the exciting last couple of minutes from the semi-final thriller at the GABA as Brisbane came from behind to defeat the GWS Giants by 5 points.
Tackling for the Giants, picked up though by Lohman, found a goal from nowhere. So that's a big turnover. Thought there might have almost been a 50 about to be called as well. Slick hands from Daniels, opens the corridor, and the goal to Jesse.
The Lions who were inaccurate.
Harris Andrews has coughed that up. He had an outside kick available to Ascroft. Look at Toby Green. He bounced off a defender and he's going to make it pay, Toby. Big moment in this game.
His kick smothered. Superb work, Callahan. Bailey keeps it in but gave it up to Callahan, who gives to Green, who gives to Bedford. Bedford, a floater inside 50. Hogan!
Again, the ruckman have to come at a shallow throw-in. Neil's hand pass straight to Briggs. Briggs got it out. Bedford back to Briggs. Could the big fellow? Oh, yes. That is a big, big, perhaps giant moment.
Going to go to the centering kick. Can it bounce for Jesse Hogan? Let it out the back. Jesse's going to pick it up and kick goal number 4. Berry just desperately have to get the next goal. Kai Lohman's on his own and in the first minute of the second quarter. That's how long between goals, and he decides a little party trick. Steps around Kai Lohman. Really perilous position here, the Lions. McInerney, clean possession. Floats it through, and back-to-back goals, just what the Lions needed.
Briggs is down there. Rayner working hard. Ashcroft onto the boots. Ashcroft, suck it home by Cameron. They've got three in a row. 400 career goals for Charlie. A volley that gets Brisbane back in it.
Last three goals of the game there. Wayne Lohman, the mark he was always going to take. Didn't get it. Picked up by Bailey. Super dangerous ball in hand. Zach Bailey. Four in a row, Brisbane. They are back big time. It's five goals apiece this quarter, which doesn't tell the full story of just how extraordinary this game is. Out of the centre go the Giants. Jesse's done it again. That famous little stutter step, and he hammers it straight through.
His hand pass slapped down by Darcy Jones. He's clever and onto it. Daniels has got one out the back. It's Toby Green. He dropped the mark he should have taken. Pops up and goes.
Showing great character under pressure, the Giants. Rayner in the centre. Looking for Hipwood. One-on-one Buckley in front. Picked up by Archie. Misfired with the kick. Spills to Eric. And he keeps him alive. Doesn't hand it back on time. It's 50. The Lions... can they get something from this? Archie's been really good. To Charlie Cameron. Got to kick it. Charlie's got it. Back to 18 points. Sends it back deep inside forward 50. Tough one to mark. Taylor, tough one to mark against Archie. Got in good position. Zorko. Cristiano Ronaldo style gets it. It's going to come out the front. Hipwood picks it up. Releases McCluggage. Jasper Fletcher cruises in. If this is a goal, it's going to make GWS incredibly nervous.
It hits grass, and that's when Charlie can get dangerous. Ivan ran into him. Taylor pushed off it by Danaher. Deliberate. Insufficient intent to keep the ball in. Joe Danaher's got it. Kick looks all right. Joe Danaher! Standing up in the big moments and delivering a clutch goal.
Lohman read it beautifully. Inside 50. Taylor and Joe one-on-one. And Joe get him. The hardest defender in the game. Can Joe slot it through? You bet he can. Brisbane in front.
Brisbane has done the...